this is Carl Castagnetti, and you're listening to Radio Free Nintendo, courtesy of NintendoWorldReport.com. It's the first day of E3.
Woo!
And we are bringing you a brand new podcast. We might be updating a few times this week with new podcasts, so look out.
Yeah, if you're lucky, we'll have plenty of special extra bonus episodes of the podcast coming.
Very much so. But for this episode, it's just going to be me and Mike. We're going to go over the Nintendo press conference that was held earlier today, and we got a lot of stuff to talk about.
Yeah, Nintendo announced a lot of stuff. It may have not been the most exciting stuff, but they certainly announced a lot of stuff.
Definitely. I mean, I think that the first thing that we got to talk about is Super Mario Galaxy.
Yeah, I mean, I guess Miyamoto's been spending a little bit too much time with Jerry Seinfeld because Mario can now don a Bumblebee character suit.
And it is awesome.
Yeah. Gives him the ability to fly for what appears to be short periods of time. He jumps up in the air and a little meter counts down for how long he can fly and then restores itself once he lands again.
It looks really, really cool. And it's going to be launching pretty soon, November 12th.
Yeah, but the B suit. Oh my God. It's not even that you can fly Johnny seems to be going gonzo over the fact that he can just fly with Mario. But more exciting to me is just the fact that Mario looks like a bumblebee and that's just like the most ridiculous looking costume ever.
Definitely. The bumblebee suit is definitely the new Tanuki suit.
Yeah.
It looks awesome.
And I'm wondering, are we going to see any other animal or insect suits? Will we see Spider Mario,
Maybe.
Spins a web any size?
There actually seems to be a lot of insects in Super Mario Galaxy. I mean, there was the caterpillar, there was a spider. So maybe that is a new angle in the new game.
The fact that there is a bee suit certainly lends credence to the fact that there will be other suits. Maybe we'll get, Kuribu's shoe if we're really lucky.
Well, speaking of games at the conference, they also showed off Metroid Prime 3. And the new story there is obviously free aim. So what you'll be able to do is you'll be able to lock on, but at the same time you'll still be able to strafe and move your cursor around to shoot everything else.
Like, I don't know if this is honestly, it sounds really cool. And at first when I heard about it, I was thinking it was if you've ever seen The Fifth Element, there's a scene where they show off a gun that has a repeat button where you shoot something and you hit the repeat button and then you can point the gun in any direction and every shot goes back to that single target. But it appears that in Metroid Prime Corruption, you lock on and while you're locked on, you still actually have to sort of aim. It doesn't trace all your shots back to that target. Instead, it lets you aim anywhere on the screen while you're also locked onto a target.
Mm.
And I don't know, that seems like it might make the game much more of a shooter, and I think it seems like it would make it more difficult, which seems to be like the opposite of what Nintendo's trying to do right now, because in the other Metroid Prime games, you just locked on and jammed on the A button, and every shot went right to your target, but this time, you've got to deal with also keeping the Wii remote pointed in the right direction.
Definitely, and I have to reiterate this, it really looks like more of a shooter this time than an adventure game. Metroid Prime 1 and 2 obviously were much more focused on isolation, but this one seems like you're running into an enemy every 5 seconds.
And Nintendo seems to be trying to prove to everyone that the first-person shooter can be done in an extremely awesome way on the Wii, and they definitely seem to be trying to show everyone that with Metroid Prime. I think, trotting it out every single time, first-person shooter, we got Metroid Prime, but it's always been more of an adventure game, but this time maybe not, we might be... I don't think it'll be as bad as, on the adventure shooter scale. It won't be quite Metroid Prime Hunters, but it will probably be a little closer to that than the other Metroid games.
Perhaps. And speaking of games you already know about, Smash Bros. Finally got a date, December 3rd.
Which is, coincidentally, the same day that Super Smash Bros. Melee was released. 2 days after my birthday, so you know what to send me.
Unfortunately, we didn't get a new trailer today, but...
Yeah. What, Nintendo, let's see, Sony's showing off the Metal Gear Solid 4 trailer, and Microsoft's showing off the Halo 3 trailer, but we don't get any Smash Brothers information. All the screens released have already been shown on the dojo, and there was no new information at all. It's probably your biggest release for the hardcore market, maybe in the entire lifespan of the Wii, and you completely dropped the ball on it at the press conference this year, just like last year, which maybe... leaves me to hold out a little hope that there'll be a Smash Brothers event on day two like there was last year.
I don't know, I'm hoping. And, there is always the fact that tomorrow's update might be a trailer. Or maybe something...
Yeah, we could get that once Japan time rolls around.
So at 3 a.m., maybe. But as far as games you already know about, like I said, we've got Endless Ocean.
Which you might know as Forever Blue, which is what it's being released as in Japan and Europe. But here it's Endless Ocean.
Right.
And guess it's being released by Nintendo. They showed it at their conference.
Right. And it looks really, really good.
Yeah, surprisingly, this is like a very pretty looking Wii game. I mean, the animations, there's these spots where the diver's rolling around and playing with a dolphin, and like, it looks really, really, really good.
Mm-hmm. And you can also take advantage of Wi-Fi in that there's going to be online co-op diving, so that should be a lot of fun.
But what do you do in Endless Ocean? Do you know?
I think you just follow animals around.
Is it just like sort of like a virtual aquarium / petting zoo kind of thing?
That's what I'm guessing.
That sounds really boring.
We'll know more next week when the game launches in Japan, so
yeah,
I guess. But new game announcements. Mario Kart on the Wii.
This is, I guess, you know, in the we saw it coming category, but it's still kind of cool that it's going to exist. And Reggie said that the game will support online play with, quote, more players than before, which, I mean, if we're going to look back, more players than before, we've only ever seen 4 players play Mario Kart online in Mario Kart DS. So I guess that means maybe we'll get 8 players online with Mario Kart Wii, or maybe it just means that we'll get 4 players, but maybe 16, including computers, or who knows. I would love to see, like, a 32-person race in Mario Kart. I think it would be absolute insane. Or maybe not a race, but if they had, like, large enough battle arenas, because they have said that battle mode is going to go online with Mario Kart Wii. Mm-hmm. I think even an 8-person battle would be amazing, because we've never had more than 4 people in battle mode before.
Right. Now, for Mario Kart DS, was it 8 players local, or was it limited to 4 still? I don't remember.
Mario Kart DS, I want to say, was 8 players local, but I don't quote me on that.
Right, so we might be wrong on that one.
Yeah.
But it actually is going to come with a Wii Wheel, where you'll be able to just plug in that controller right into a little shell.
Did it look like, I only saw a very small image of it, but it looked like it had a little analog joystick on it, too. Like, if you were holding it, it was sort of like where your left thumb would be.
Well, there's like a brake button on the back of it.
Like a pedal? Okay.
That'd be nice if they had
a pedal shifting on it. That would be cool.
Yeah, and it does look to be more than just the wheel shell that came out a few months earlier.
Yeah, this is definitely looks like a real accessory. I know, Carl, you said you were a little upset because it doesn't look like it's going to have any sort of stand. It's just going to be free-floating in your hands.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about that is that I'm not a big fan of Excitruck, and I wasn't a big fan of its control scheme. So, I mean, even though this isn't going to control the same way, the fact that it's not going to be grounded in something and it's just kind of still going to be that free-floating thing, it doesn't appeal to me.
They
did say that it would have many control layouts, so I'm hoping that I'll just be able to use a classic layout.
Or, you know, even if maybe, well, I guess you wouldn't like a straight remote layout either then if you don't like Excitruck.
I don't.
You're completely insane for not liking Excitruck.
Well, whatever.
Speaking of accessories, there's also the Wii Zapper was unveiled, and I think we were all sort of expecting to see something more along the lines of what we saw at last year's E3, which was it was a shell that the remote plugged into, like actually plugged into with the expansion socket, and there was a little joystick on the back, and it looked sort of like a miniature shotgun, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But what we ended up getting was something that you just snap. It doesn't actually connect electronically. You just snap the remote and the nunchuck into like this plastic frame that sort of makes it look like a Tommy gun, with the nunchuck on the back, and then there's like a handle a little bit further up for the where you put your other hand, and it's got a little trigger on it that I would guess just has a little lever on it that presses the B button for you.
Yeah,
and it just seems like, and it's going to cost $20, and they say it comes with software, but I don't know, Carl. I don't think this looks too good. What do you think?
I mean, all right, look. It looks very cool in the fact that you can use it for Umbrella Chronicles. And it does help in something that you were mentioning earlier, where if you're just holding the remote by itself and using that as a gun, then it feels a little floaty, doesn't feel very weighted. But if you're using it like this, you might have a little bit more like aim assist.
It's got more stability since it's in this huge frame and you're holding it with both of your hands and it's in a very rigid position. So it seems like it would definitely be easier to hold and to aim with, but I'm just upset that it's not really a zapper. It's just, I mean, there are third parties making the exact same product currently, and it's just, it seems like a total joke and disappointment to me that this thing is not a true controller extension.
Well, what can I say? That's Nintendo for you.
I guess, but the wheel looks great, so I was kind of shocked that, like, the zapper is, it's just like, I don't know, it seems like such a joke, but on the bright side, they've said that Medal of Honor is being programmed like specifically with the use for it. I don't see what that means, because you could play any game with the controller shell.
Well,
like, really, I mean, any game that you needed to play with, as long as it didn't rely on the tilt sensitivity of the nunchuck, you could play any game. You'd just be in this funky shell.
Well, you wouldn't be able to play Metroid Prime 3. Because there's that part where you have to use the remote as your hand to reach out. So
you need to, flick the remote. That's what it's called.
So
not the remote. You can flick the nunchuck to, when you launch the grapple beam, you can flick the nunchuck to, pull shields off of dudes and stuff like that.
Exactly.
And that, that seems pretty cool. But I'm just disappointed overall by the Zapper. I wish we got something more akin to what we'd seen at E3 last year, which was a remote snapping into a shell that had an analog stick on it already.
Yeah.
It felt, I feel like for $20 I would buy that, because for $20 is what a nunchuck costs, and a nunchuck has actual technological components in it. It's got a joystick and accelerometers, and this is a piece of plastic for $20 that comes with software, but I mean, what kind of software are we going to see with this? I'm guessing...
Duck Hunt.
Well, if Duck Hunt doesn't come in that box, people are going to get murdered. Let me tell you that right now. I'll take the piece of plastic down to Nintendo and hit Reggie in the face with it if it doesn't come with Duck Hunt. But, I think, honestly, we're going to see probably Wii Play level games coming with this $20 piece of plastic.
Yeah.
It's just... It's a hard sell for me to buy a piece of plastic for $20. That's the issue, I guess. If you shipped it with a game... Because that's all, there was that Monster 4x4 game, that utterly abysmal racing game that came out at the launch of the Wii. And it had a little plastic wheel that you snapped the remote into, and it was free. Yeah. And this is essentially the exact same thing for $20.
True.
Piece of plastic.
That's true. So, maybe it'll come with some sort of rumble action going on.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't think we're going to... I mean, Nintendo realized, why should they sell a $20... actual controller expansion when they could sell a $20 piece of plastic that does the same thing as long as you have a nunchuck. So now, in addition to owning a remote for $40, you have to own a nunchuck for $20 and a zapper for $20. So you're looking at $80 to play Resident Evil Umbrella Chronicles, whereas if they'd used the old zapper, you'd pay $40 for your remote and $20 for your zapper, assuming that the zapper's price wasn't any more expensive than the nunchuck, which it shouldn't be, because it's essentially... same idea, it's a burn.
Yeah, it is. Oh well. But we're ignoring the big story here, which is Wii Fit.
And which comes with a very, looks like very technologically advanced piece of hardware that probably will be included with the game for free.
Probably. And it's basically like a floor pad that's sensitive to weight management. So if you were to stand on it, you have to use your balance.
It's also a scale, too. It picks up your weight, knows your actual weight, and then it's split in half down the middle. It's actually two scales.
Yeah, Steven Rodriguez, our site director, likened it to a Wii remote that you stand on.
Yeah.
So, use
and
that.
He's used it.
Yeah,
so
he actually used
trust
it
him.
So he says it's actually harder than it looked at the conference, because Shigeru Miyamoto and Reggie Fils-Aimé actually had a little head-to-head thing where they were trying. There was a little mini game where you have to stand on the mat and then kind of use your weight management to rock from side to side and hit soccer balls that are coming at you with your head. And I gotta say,
they're supposed to play. First of all, they're supposed to play till 20 points, and Reggie got to that in about 2 seconds.
Yeah, he really destroyed Miyamoto.
He was kicking ass and taking names in Wii Fit.
So I mean, it looks like a really cool game. I mean, it's obviously going to. I think it's going to be a million seller.
Oh, you know what? This is the exact kind of thing that Nintendo's really trying to do by expanding the market. This essentially isn't even a video game. This is, exercise software. And I remember something like this came out on the Xbox like a couple years ago. And it came with, one of those aerobic, balls. You sit on the ball and you do stretches. And
yeah.
And this kind of reminds me of that, except, obviously way more advanced. Then they said, what was it, something like... were there going to be 20-plus or 40-plus games inside Wii Fit? I can't remember. It was either 20 or 40.
Something like that, yeah.
So you're getting at least 20, maybe 40, depending on how much information I have.
Right. And there were push-ups. There was, little yoga minigames.
Yeah, there was a whole set of yoga exercises you can do with this thing. And I guess it judges your weight, and you put yourself in these crazy positions. And there was also muscle building. There's parts where you do push-ups, and I guess it knows if you're doing the push-ups properly and that kind of stuff. And there was also cardiovascular stuff. There was an almost Dance Dance Revolution minigame where it's sort of like step aerobics almost, where you've got the thing down on the floor and it tells you, like, okay, put both feet on, now take the right foot off, and now put the right foot back on, and now take your left foot off, but instead of stepping backwards, step to the side, now step to the side again, and now you're standing to the side of the pad, and now get back on, and it's almost, it seems very much like Dance Dance Revolution. It seemed really fun.
Very much so.
They showed some other mini-games with the, sort of mini-games that are included with Wii Fit. There was one where a girl was trying to use her weight to, like, shift a platform and get a ball to drop through a hole, and that reminded me a little bit of WarioWare, and I wonder if we'd see, like, you know, even just a WarioWare fitness game, I think would be hilarious.
You know, that might not be such a bad idea. I mean, Wario does fitness, something like that.
Yeah. Actually, it would be really funny is if you bought it and then you put the game in and you just sat on the Wii balance board and ate potato chips or something. And it judged you on how much weight you gained instead of lost.
Exactly. That would be awesome.
I would buy that.
So,
you had an idea for, what was it, a surfing game?
That's true. Because of the pad, you know, it senses your weight management and everything like that. So, if you were to stand on it, it would almost be like a surfboard, and you could, you know, manipulate the waves and such. So.
I think, yeah, I mean, a surfing game seems like almost a no-brainer. I was thinking maybe a skateboarding game would be cool, but then I realized you can't really do, like, a kickflip with the balance board, because it's sort of stuck on the floor. It doesn't have any momentum.
Right.
But I would like to see, like, a surfing game. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
And it would be totally unique to the Wii, and no one else would have anything like that.
Definitely not. It would be pretty much like a surfing simulator.
Yeah.
So, that'd be a lot of fun, I think. But moving on to what we thought of the conference as a whole, I really don't think this really stood off well compared to last year.
I think, you know what, that seemed that the theme of E3 this year seems to be definitely more subdued. You know, the press conferences were still all, you know, full of hoopla and stuff, but it didn't seem like anyone was announcing anything really, really huge and groundbreaking mm-hmm. like last year. Last year we got so much stuff from everybody. It was like overload. And this year, everyone's just sort of staying the course and, you know, doing more of the same. Nintendo's obviously doing some different stuff with Wii Fitness, but Nintendo is really doing the same by releasing Wii Fitness because they're catering to that non-game market a lot.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, that can be said of all three console makers as far as, you know, staying the course and all. I mean, Microsoft really last night didn't do too much, and Sony, you know, later today didn't do much either, so yeah. You really can't knock Nintendo for it. I mean, I do think there were some announcements that were missing here. Animal Crossing, where is it finally? I mean,
yeah, that was I didn't even think of that. That's shocking.
I mean, I guess they're saving it for TGS. I don't know. We saw nothing of Disaster Day of Crisis.
Well, I think that was probably a good thing based on what we've seen of it in the past.
I mean, Project Hammer, same thing. I guess that it really is canceled, which is
I'm still shocked that anything they showed from Smash Bros. Was old. I figured it's the E3 press conference. It's the biggest show of the year. And Nintendo hasn't unveiled anything new about, like I said, their biggest hardcore franchise. It seems like they're definitely, they keep saying, you know, oh, we're going to keep appealing to the hardcore gamer, you know, we're going to keep doing it, we're not abandoning you, but almost their entire press conference was about, except with the exception of Metroid Prime and Mario Galaxy, even Mario Galaxy, that's like a family game, you know, with the exception of Metroid, the entire lineup was games that the family could play.
Right. And I mean, there was even going to be some speculation that they were going to show off a new Zelda this year, and I knew that was not going to happen.
That was wet dreams.
Yeah, and obviously it didn't, because they don't have to show new Zelda yet.
Yeah.
You know?
And they've got Phantom Hourglass coming
out. Exactly.
And they did show that, which is, you know, and speaking of, they also didn't, you know, they did show Phantom Hourglass, but that was like the only DS title they showed.
Well, they did have some stuff for the sequel to DK King of Swing.
They had a DS reel, like a reel of video.
But yeah.
Like they didn't, apart from Phantom Hourglass, which they really only, they didn't do much with it. They showed it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we've already know so much about it. It's already out in Japan. They didn't really show any groundbreaking DS software this year. They seem to be really putting the DS in the back seat to focus on Wii development.
Well, I think the key here is that they don't have to really sell the DS anymore.
Yeah, the DS has gotten to that point where the Game Boy got in its life, where it can be completely supported by third parties and not lose an ounce of market share.
Exactly.
Nintendo's using it for their own means, obviously, to try and do different things and expand the market, so.
I mean, Nintendo was really in a unique position this year, where this is the first E3 they've ever had where they really are doing extremely well.
Yeah, it's been a long time since Nintendo has been really, like, kicking ass at what they're supposed to be doing.
Right.
This year, they were definitely in the leadership position, and, you could tell because they were just sort of resting on their laurels. I mean, they were showing, you know, oh, we're expanding the market, but that was it. And we already knew that Wii Fitness existed.
Mm-hmm.
That was their biggest game of the show, even if you could even call it a game. And we already knew it existed.
Mm-hmm.
No surprises from Nintendo. None. Mario Kart was the only real huge announcement, but I wouldn't call it a surprise. We all knew that was coming. I mean, mm-hmm. come on.
Yeah, we said it last week. We expected it to come.
And the rumor has been floating around for like a month, so.
Exactly. I mean, we all pretty much knew it was coming. But, you know, it was still nice to see. It's still nice to know that it's going to be online. And
nice to know that it has that wheel. That's the biggest, probably, thing about it.
It's cool to have the accessory that comes free with it. That's always nice. You know, it's a free accessory. You have the choice. And I think that's really all that matters. I mean, anything else that you wanted to comment about the conference? I mean,
that seems to be it. We seem, you know, Nintendo just resting on their laurels and talking more about non-games. And then Mario in a B-suit. That's probably the highlight of the whole show for me.
Exactly. All right, guys, I think we should wrap it up. And remember, we are going to be coming back later this week with a new show. We will have impressions on the latest game. So if you have any questions about E3, remember to send those to rfn@nintendoworldreport.com.
Send them in as soon as you hear this. There's a very good chance that we will be able to answer them live from the show.
Exactly. Also, remember to dig the podcast if you can. I mean, you know, try it.
Subscribe. You know, if you subscribe on iTunes, you will have these podcasts the second they are released on the internet. You won't have to check the website. We'll record it direct from the show,
right,
and it'll be up there on the internet, and you will have it. You won't even know you have it, and you'll open your computer, and it'll be there, and it'll be like Christmas morning.
Exactly, and we are uploading these the same day that we are recording them, so you will have it, the latest information, as soon as possible.
They're a little stripped down, but we bring you that, you know, we take away a little bit of the polish and give it to you, replace it with some speed.
There we go, guys. So come back later this week for more Radio Free Nintendo. This has been Carl Castaneda.
Mike Splends.
See you next time.